This is St. Louis Public Radio. The notion that there is a proper way to speak adds to racist views in modern society. Missouri University of Science and Technology English professor Sarah Hercula has written a book on that topic. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All sat down with her to talk about her ideas to fix the problem.
Language is one of the most essential ways that we use to situate ourselves as humans. It's a true factor in our identities. And people tend to view language differently somehow than race or gender because they claim that it can be changed, right? You can't change your race. You can't very easily at least change your gender or things like this. But what you can do is you can learn a new language. And all of us are equipped to do that. And so the argument is, well, this is different. But the truth is that language is just as much a part of our identities as any of the other factors that we are born into. So that argument about being able to change your language it's more complicated than it might seem. First of all, because it's such an important part of our identities, and so asking someone to change their language is akin to asking them to change other major aspects of their identity. But secondly, people have differential access to languages of power and privilege. And so it's not as easy as one might think to just say, learn standard English or mainstream English or some kind of English of power, especially if you are in an area or at a school or growing up in a place where that language is not widely spoken and therefore not widely accessible to that person. So in other words, language is always a part of any kind of discrimination because we use language as one of our primary ways to situate ourselves in the world.
So is what you're saying that through research and education, everyone needs to learn that different dialects are completely acceptable and have no reflection on someone's intelligence, economic level, class, or anything like that?
I suppose that's the goal. In the end, it would be great for for us to see a linguistics focused curriculum integrated in K-12 schools, for example, that focused less on moving everybody towards some perceived standard that everyone needs to learn, and instead teaching folks how to, skills with intercultural communication, right? Skills with how to talk to people who sound different from you and how to get good at that, right? How to learn, how to talk with other people and how to listen. Those I think would be better skills in some way from a linguistic perspective than teaching everybody the kind of standard way of speaking and of writing. There's no way to flip a switch and to make this happen suddenly. It would take a lot of work, but I think developing a sense of better attitudes toward language diversity, but then also better skills with linguistic accommodation and intercultural communication would really benefit a lot of people and would go a long way toward helping with language bias.
That can be really tricky, though, because if someone emulates a different dialect, that can often be perceived as being patronizing or insulting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think I'm advocating for someone to necessarily emulate or try to speak a different dialect or a different variety. For example, in my book, I talk about my approach in which students who are not native speakers of these dialects learn about African-American English and Chicano English and Appalachian English. My goal in the class is not to make them fluent speakers of those dialects. Instead, my goal is to help them learn, first of all, the principles of linguistics, which they learn by studying these dialects, but also to learn that these dialects are just as rule-governed and systematic as the one that they speak, or as any other dialect.
How do we overcome linguistic bias?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one I've spent lots and lots and lots of time thinking about. I think that we're in a particular moment right now as we're thinking about the Black Lives Matter movement and these, these moments where we've seen ordinary people kind of step up and say, that's enough, about these really long-standing systemic issues that we've seen in society. And so my hope is that as we continue to progress with things like gender equality and race-based equality and even equality for LGBTQ people, I think that I'm hopeful that there's a small enough group of us, but a mighty enough group of us that can start to get language to become a part of these conversations too.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull speaking with Professor Sarah Hercula.